Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Here we are, people. Here we are. Another fucking week. How's your lockdown? Is it great? It's good being Canadian, eh? Looking at all the Americans having a great time, you know? It's getting a little rocky out there, I'd say. It's getting a little tense, if you will. I was talking to the lady at the grocery store, picking up. People are fucking running into Safeway, robbing the meat, selling it in the parking lot. What kind of trailer park boy shit is going on out there? Guys running in with the great meat heist. Yeah, get a couple of roast beefs. Jesus Christ. Just outside of the city. I'm currently residing in Edmonton, Alberta, just outside of the city in Spruce Grove County. Two hillbilly fucking brothers running around wild with their, like it's a fucking Wild West with a couple of gats with them. I don't know the whole story. Last I checked into it, they didn't really release much. Things are getting a little unstable out there. Getting a little unstable. I seen a road rage incident just outside of Edmonton, where we posted it to our page. If you follow the page, DangerCat69 on Instagram or all platforms, you would have seen that some woman or man, not sure, whatever they identify as, decided that they had enough of this person fucking flipping them off and, you know, riding their ass, whatever it may be, sent them over the edge and decided that, hey, you know what that little fucking Nissan Electra or whatever the fuck they were driving. I can't remember what they're driving. I think it was like a Nissan Altima or something. And this person decides that I think you need a new rear quarter panel. I think you need a new rear door, and decides to put the fucking front end of that pickup into the side of that car. I bet you that asshole didn't see that coming. Nothing like a good old curveball late in the ninth inning, hey? You think that you got the upper hand? Fuck that guy for one. Hanging out the window. Oh, you were real tough. You were real tough until she decided, or he, like I said, decided to put the front end of that pickup right into the side of your piece of shit car. What happens now? You know, the old Uno reverse, as they say in the biz. God damn it. God, do I love it. Humanity is at its finest right now. We're all just doing great, as you can tell. You know, guys are out here just running into cars because they don't give a shit no more. You know, every bit that you've ever worked for has been stripped away from you. You don't have any rights. You don't have any freedoms. You're like, jail sounds actually quite nice right now. I think I'm going to pack my shit up and serve a 5-year sentence until this all blows over. You know, at least I can hang out, play some checkers, maybe a little chess, get a good crib tournament going on in the old state penitentiary. Fuck. Good for her. Good for her. I'm going to say that it was a woman. All right. I'm going to go with it was a woman. Because that's just, you know, some dickhead hanging out of the car. I think he punched the side view mirror on the passenger side a few times. Fuck you. Fuck me. Listen here, pal. Fuck you. Yeah, before I fight you, you're going to have to fight my pickup. How does that sound, you scumbag? Oh, I love that. It reminds me when I played hockey, you know. I wouldn't fight you fair. The fuck? Why? There's no rules. Yeah, there's unwritten rules. Everybody, that's not the manly way. The manly thing to do is win at all costs. Mixed martial arts is different. There's set rules in the combat portion of that sport. You know, I have a combat portion. There's set rules in that sport for combat, for combative sports. You know, you can't do this, can't strike. No 12 to 6 elbows on top of the, no striking. No, there's a no strike zone. I've never heard of a no strike zone in a hockey fight. You know, there's like, meh, you shouldn't do that or you're going to get suspended. Ooh, little vacation. That never hurt nobody, right? You imagine that? Imagine at work, they were like, oh, yeah. Oh, if you beat somebody up, you're going to have to take a 5-day leave of absence. Really? Really? That's when you go take a shit and you start mulling it over. Oh, 5 days off, eh? So you're telling me, so let me get this straight. You're telling me if I go and grab Jacob, that motherfucker that always just has to, you know, he's always putting his 2 cents in at the Monday morning meetings. You know, he's at the safety meeting, the tailgate meeting, and he always has to put his 2 fucking cents in there. Always, you know, drumming up ideas, making more work for us. If I grab him and beat the absolute tar out of him, you're going to give me 5 days off? Yeah, but it's with no pay. That's fine. That's fine. That's entirely fine. Okay, I understand that. But you're telling me I get 5 days? Do I get to come back to work? Well, yeah, we can't fire you. We can't fire you until we know the whole situation, which could take 6 to 8 months. Really? Okay. Well, that's interesting news to hear on this day that I just so happened to be very pissed off at my day job, you know? This is great news to wrap my mind around, that I could possibly punch somebody in the skull and be able to take 5 days off from work. Oh, God, I don't know why anybody would want to do that. Why would anybody want to hit somebody and get 5 days off work? Oh, how bad would that be? How bad would that be? How bad would that be that I just become violent and I get a 5-day vacation? Jesus, I don't know a single soul on this planet that would want to do something like that. Oh, I can't even believe we got to have that as a rule here. Christ almighty, I'd fucking hit the guy with a spade shovel upside the jaw. He'd be walking around like that fucking guy on Men in Black. More sugar. Give me more sugar. He'd probably be in the same state of mind. And I get a 5-day vacation for doing this? Well, fire the fuck me. Here we go. You want to referee it? No. Okay. Perfect. Even better. So you mean I can get a couple shots in after the bell? Huh. All right. Now we're talking. That was how I viewed hockey fights and how this woman viewed a traffic circle encounter. She has a weapon in her hands. Why not use it? Eh? And on top of it, we're in the middle of a pandemic. What can you do? You can't go to a bar, can't go to the patio, can't go to the retail stores, can't go fucking shopping to get some dopamine in your goddamn brain. Oh, and if you do, there's even more rules. Want to know who doesn't have very many rules? Actually, they have a lot. I'm just kidding here. Is the old lockdown hotel, the permanent lockdown hotel, but at least you'll have friends in the similar state of mind. You know, you can play a couple fucking games. I'm sure they got Guess Who in there. Maybe Uno. Who knows? The possibilities are endless, and it looks like prison seems to be the only place that is having any sort of fun right now. I mean, if you're on TikTok, you've probably stumbled across a few jail videos. Those guys look like they're having a blast. This lady was looking out for her future, her mental state. She wants to go inside, see what it's all about, see the buzz. Probably seen a few TikToks, seen a golden opportunity. Okay, you know, she's not that type of person that's just going to walk in public and start shooting up a fucking grocery store, you know? We're not looking to do 25 to life. I'm looking to do 3 years. And some asshole pulls up beside me on a traffic circle, giving me the golden ticket. The old Willy Wonka chocolate factory fucking tour, if you know what I mean. You know, open up the old chocolate bar and there sits the golden ticket out of here. A little vacation. And all it took was me taking the front end of my Ford F-250 and putting it in the side of that piece of shit car that he has. Next thing you know, I'm checked into the old fucking Better Think About What You Did hotel. Good for her. Congratulations. Who's ever mom that is, who's ever dad, whoever was inside that vehicle, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for taking direction in your life. More people need to do that. More people need to wake up and feel that anger inside of you. You acted upon it, and you did it in a very smart way, I will say. I will admit. You seen an opportunity to check on out of here for a little bit till things calm down, till Big J. Kenny or any of these fucking health officials can figure out whatever lie they're going to drum up next. And you're like, nah, I think I'm going to go hang out with like-minded people. You know, get my own bed. You know, it's basically you get bunk beds and sleepovers. You get to talk with somebody, meet new people every day. You can't do that right now. You can do that in prison. Healthcare is okay there. It's all right. You get to hang out in your pajamas. It's like fucking go in there with a good mind, good attitude. Nobody will fuck with you. You just get to kick your feet up and read books for a little bit and let the everything else on the outside world crumble. Not your problem anymore, you know? That idiot that you fucked up his car, guess what he's got to do? He's got to figure out what to do with that car. You, on the other hand, you get a nice vacation away from all the bullshit. No kids screaming in yours. Hey, no husband asking you, hey, what's for supper tonight? What's for supper tonight? Huh? Oh, honey, can you get me a beer? It's halfway through the second period, and it's quite a good game. Do you mind picking? But can you go get me, or can you go pick up the Chinese food? Can you go pick up the Chinese food downtown for me? You don't have to deal with any of that shit. Three meals a day, a little bit of exercise, read some books. You can educate yourself. Fuck, maybe you didn't graduate. You can do that now. You got 3 years. Have a little fun. Kick the feet up. Fuck it. Why do you care? You released all that anger and frustration that this pandemic has fucking caused, you know? And you just started ramming that fucking pickup into that loser's little Nissan Altima. Ugh. Real tough. Punched the side view mirror. Really didn't see that coming. Fuck that guy. Oh, I'm so happy that human being, whoever you are out there, did what you did. Little entertainment for all of us out there. Little entertainment, keeping us on our toes, keeping them honest, honestly. That's what you were doing. You were keeping that stupid son of a bitch honest. You know, he was getting away with all that crazy fucking lunatic shit now for quite some time, and somebody had to put him back in check. You checked him. Now he's like, oh, shit. Maybe there is somebody a little fucking more unstable than I am out there. You know, somebody else is out there walking, just waiting for something to pop off so that they can react accordingly. And you got that golden ticket. You got the golden ticket. You got green light. You got the green light. Fucking bam, bam. That was awesome. That was fucking awesome. I wish more people were like that, you know, instead of like cowering the moment, like, you know, it's like when you see a crazy crackhead in the street, you know, everybody kind of shies away from it. They're like, oh, God, cross the street, get out of the way. No, I like to get inside their head and scramble them up a little bit and be like, Jesus, do you see all these security cameras around here? What do you think they're watching? And see where his mind goes, you know? Oh, boy. You like hanging out around here? It feels like there's a lot of, a lot of cops. It seems like there's a lot of private investigators around here. I like to get the real psychopaths that think, like, their mind is being controlled, even though that they just banged a 1 gram rock over in the alley, and they're trying to hunt down some fucking grade A speed, carry him through the afternoon. But somehow his mind is the one that's being taken control of by the government, you know? I love that about people. People are great. They're annoying as shit. But if you can sit back and watch the whole mess unfold, you can get some great content of just watching people be people, right? If any of you follow my Instagram story, you know damn well, like, downtown Jasper Ave, hot location to get some good footy. I can only imagine, you know. It's great that everybody always has a cell phone out. It's great that everybody always has a cell phone out. We're catching some good shit. We're also catching some... Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's how interesting this podcast is. Me as a human being, that's how interesting I am, right? Yawning in your own show. Fuck. Jeez Louise. That is beautiful. I want to see more people, you know, act up a little bit. We don't need to go to the extent of killing one another, but just a little destruction, controlled chaos, if you will. We don't need to be like, you know, the States. Like, let's not smash windows and shit. Let's fucking, you know what? Little smash up derby at the traffic circle. Did anybody get hurt? No. Oh, so what? You rode off a fucking 1989, maybe that's a little far back, a 2001 Nissan Altima, and what looked to be like a newer pickup, like an F-250, maybe a 2007. Are we really going to miss those items? No, but you entertain thousands with that short clip. That's all it took, a little short clip. Thousands of people entertained. Now picture this live. What if you were watching that live, right? You'd think to yourself, this is fucking great. And on top of it, it's good for the economy. Hurts no one, right? Stables the economy. More people got to buy more vehicles. A little more scrap metal to sell to China. Fuck. Why am I not running this country? Why am I not running this fuck? Instead of some shitty leader shedding crocodile tears every week, I'm going to encourage a little bit. You know, the whole Catholic Church residential school thing, I would blow the book wide open on it. Hell, I'd be like, hey, why don't we set fire to a few churches, huh? What? Why am I? Don't shoot the messenger. Just suggesting. Few churches on fire, huh? We'll call it a unity bonfire. Are we with one another on this? Okay, perfect. Right on. We get a torch of future. Don't burn down the neighbor's houses, okay? You burn down the neighbor's houses, no more church burnings. No more church burnings. Do you understand me? Yeah, smash the shit out of it. Hell yeah, blow it up. You want to load her up with Tannerite and shoot a couple bullets into windows? I don't see a problem with that. Again, stabilizes the economy. Gets the ball rolling again. We're purchasing Tannerite. You got people uniting together for a similar cause. Look at us go. Look at me go. Why am I not running this fucking thing? Why am I not in the big house calling some shots? Time for a little ad read. Okay, DangerCatShop.com. Head on over to there. Check out our new store. We got the Diener's Sexy Summer. I don't know what the fuck kind of deals these idiots brew up for me. But Diener merch from FUBAR is now on sale. Also, if you head there, you can get half off our Danger Cats gloves. That's right. We got mechanics gloves there. They've crossover as an MX glove. So they look great. They look sexy. The look even, you know, you love ripping, or you love fucking, wow, I fucked that up. You love mixing gas and slapping ass and eating ass and whatever you may do. And these gloves are perfect for both, quite honestly. They're perfect for both. And if you want an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast and this episode earlier every fucking week, head to patreon.com/dangercat69 and get this episode 24 hours earlier than everybody else, plus an extra episode every week. That's right. The Uncle Hack podcast, 2 a week on Patreon. That means this one early, and there is an extra episode as you're listening to this waiting for you right now. Head to the description down below to become a piss bag. Hey, how about that? You want to be a piss bag? Of course you do. Be like, yeah, you know what I'd do? I'd Logan Paul the situation. I'd call Pope Francis to a boxing match. So I'd be like, hey, you old fuck, you want to catch these hands? Why don't you swing on in over to Canada? I'll light you the fuck up. How does that sound? You want to box at the Vatican? Not a problem. I'll come to your home turf. You let me know. You let me know. I'll knock your fucking old ass out. I'd start talking shit. I'd start talking mad shit. Be like, all right, Canada's back. We're done being pussies. Okay, these guys really like to fist fight. We don't need the guns here. Can we cool it on the guns? The gun shit is for our brothers down south. That's why we like America. You go down there, you buy a pistol, put it on your hip, and go into a 7-Eleven, buy a Slurpee, a Mr. Big, an oversized Mr. Big for the same size as you can up here, right? You walk around, you fucking, you can shoot the grocery clerk because she didn't give you the right amount of change down in that country. We just, we tone it down up here. Enough with the guns, okay? And another thing, briefly, conspiracy theorists. Can you just cool it? All right, we get it. Your Instagram story is freedom fighting. That's great. That's awesome. Good for you that you have no time on your hands, so you share memes. You're doing an excellent job. You want a pat on the back? Is that what you want? You want a cookie? You want a cookie? You feel like you're doing something out there? You're hopping on TikTok Live to 13 people to air your thoughts of the day, what you read on Breitbart, Rebel News, or whatever the fuck you're reading now. You listen to Alex Jones for 15 minutes, and now all of a sudden you're a freedom fighter. But meanwhile, none of you pussies will get out in the street and you'll defend the rights and freedoms of this country. You know, none of you will ever fucking slap on some camo and head over to the Middle East. God forbid, wouldn't do that. But thankfully that you fucking brave individuals are loaning out your Instagram story to fighting this battle for freedom. You know, there's actual guys out there that I enjoy following that go into a deep dive. They break it down and form their own opinion. I can respect that. But if you're one of these ass clowns arguing in Reddit threads, Facebook groups, and sharing memes on your Instagram story, fucking cool it. Shut up. You ain't doing shit. You're never going to do shit. You ain't going to be shit. Just like your father. You ain't going to be shit. Can we knock it off? Can we stop it? Can we get back to doing what we do best? And that's sweet, sweet fuck all. You know, you woke up this morning, you poured a bowl of just pure sugar into a bowl, filled it up with milk, ate it, and felt that you were going to do something. You know, oh, I care about my health. I've watched 90% of the people that I care about my health are shooting steroids into their body. I've watched them snort Molly off a urinal in a shit town bar. You know, it's always the same people. They got lip rings that their friend did in the fucking basement of their mother's house when they were 16. Can we cool it with the I care about my health? Can we cool it with? I've watched you go through every single drive-thru in your hometown in one single day, all right? You, my friend, do not care about your health. If you gave a shit so much about what was going on, you'd get off your fat fucking ass and you'd go put your F-250 into the side of a Nissan Altima. That's what you would do. If you gave a shit about anything that's happening in this country, you would get out there and create a little turbulence, if you will. You know, I don't see any of you putting your fucking pickup truck into the side of some smaller four-door sedan. Not a single one of you. So until you get the courage to do that, stay off the Instagram stories, okay? And I'm not counting you. We don't get to count drunk driving into a stop sign as creating disturbance, okay? We don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. If you're one of the listeners and you're thinking that hey, that's part of the solution. Nope, sorry. Not counting that. That's just you had a couple too many drinks that you didn't consciously mean to do that. That was an accident. So we don't count that. If you deliberately looked at another vehicle and you think that putting your vehicle into the side of it is a good decision, we count that, okay? When you're hammered and you're just trying to get home, but you dropped your cigarette and it's burning a hole in the mat down below, you can smell a little burning, and you reach down to pick it up to get another drag, and you just so happen to take out a yield sign, doesn't count. You didn't deliberately do that. You're just drunk, that's all. There was no decision made prior to you smashing into that sign. Now, if you were driving cig in mouth, let's say, and you looked at the sign and you were like, I think the front end of this car would look real good going into that. Now we can start the discussion. But until that happens, stay off the Instagram stories, you psychopaths, you fucking idiots. Unless it's funny shit, you know. I can get behind the funny stuff. But to be like, children, the children need us to stand up and fight. You don't even stand up and fight. You're sitting down posting memes. Cool it.
The children need me to stand up and fight against this tyrannical government.
You won't even stand up and fight, okay?
I need more guns.
You don't even know how to shoot one. What are you doing? What do you think? Because you watch fucking Rambo for the first time, and now all of a sudden that you're a fucking soldier.
I watched Platoon the other night with Charlie Sheen, and I feel like I could have fought Nam.
Yeah. I tuned into InfoWars for the first time in my life for half an hour, and I got to say, Alex Jones is, just, you know what, he's somewhat right all the time. He makes some valid points. Cool it. Knock it off, all right? Knock it off. Get your shit together. You want to be a somebody? You want to be a somebody? Next time somebody tries to flip you off in fucking traffic, let's start here. Let's start at phase one. Before you get a little radical, before you think that you're doing something online. Next time somebody flips you off in traffic, you put that bitch in first gear and fucking ram into them as many times as you possibly can and try and push that car till either A, you somehow get those front tires propped up on the hood, or you roll the car. Until that happens, no freedom fighting for you. Until you cause a little disruption, you know? A little dysfunction at the junction. Then you can start with the rebel news clips. Then you can start with the InfoWars. And then you can start with the Columbine shit. And then you can start digging into the old 9/11 was an inside job, okay?
George W. did it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Has the front logo of your vehicle ever met another pedestrian on purpose?
Well, no.
Ah, get out. Get out of here. Go. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Out. I've had enough of your shit today. We don't need you around here, okay? We don't need you around here pretending you fucking care. Because the moment this opens up, you fucking drunk, you're going to go and sit your ass in the bar and go back to normal, okay? fucking freedom fighting online. You're bored is what you are. You're bored, okay? So have a few too many drinks. Listen to my words, okay? Listen to what I say. Have a few too many drinks today. And then what I need you to do is go out in the front lawn, pull out the golf bag, load up about 55 balls and start smashing them into houses, you know? Just hammer it out of your mind. And then once if you complete that task, then we'll start the discussion of a possible road rage incident, okay? Until then, I'm going to need you to cool it. I'm going to need you to fuck off. All right, now that we got that off our chest, let's discuss this. Let's discuss this. Another fan question. I love these. I love that people are writing this in. Hey, Uncle. Love the podcast. Got a question, though. I got an old, new lady. I got a new old lady. Okay. And we're going away for the weekend. She asked me to get an STI test. And while I was there, I asked the doctor for some Viagra. Well, he hooked me up for a script. Now I'm, now at what point in the night should I hit one of these bad boys up? First off, you always lie about STI tests. You know, no stable human being with any thoughts in his fucking head just goes, you don't let him hold the power. First, okay, you lost a small battle here in the beginning, all right? Now she knows that when she asks something like that, of that magnitude, okay, go to the doctor for me. That's a big thing. That's a big step for an old lady to, you know, hey, are you clean? I always just say, yeah, lie. Do what every good man does, lie. When's the last time you got a test? 3 weeks ago. Can I see the results? I threw them out. I'm clean. The best thing about fighting for me was I had to get blood work done anyways. And I would just say, yeah, no, got tested there the other week. I got a fight coming up. So I'm good. I'm good. What about you? You should probably go get your pussy swabbed. So I'd just lie. I never got tested. Maybe for fights. Of course I got tested for fights because you have to, but only for certain things. But, yeah, you kind of lost a small battle there. She gained a lot of ground. You got to look at this like relation, the beginning of the relationship. Sure, it's all cute and fuzzy and cuddly, but there's like small little battles that are happening constantly. It's like a civil war. You know, you got to look at it like a civil war, and every little task like that. She just gained more ground. See, now you got to be doing some dude shit. What I do is like, I really prove that no matter what you say, I just disregard it. And like, I hate being told what to do. So when I get told what to do, I just say, yeah. Did you get that done? No. No, I'll do it when I want to do it. And I know that's a very ignorant and arrogant way to live life and be in a relationship. I'm tough to date. I understand that. I totally understand that. Are we back? There we go. We're in. We're back in the game, baby. But yeah, what I'm saying here is you just, by what you just did there, by agreeing to doing what you did, you lost a little ground by going into the doctor. You lost a lot. You lost some ground because now she understands that, subconsciously, now she knows that you will do things when she asks. So this is like, oh, yeah. And dudes are fucking dumb in the beginning. Okay, this is what we do all the time because we got some new pussy on the go. We got a new scent on our fingers. And now, maybe she's doing some crazy shit in the sack that has you thinking, oh, God, this is crazy. Something new. I'm not fucking the starfish I had 2 months ago. This is nice. Sorry, I'll go get an STI test. Not a problem. We're dumb. We're not in tune all the time. Okay, we're trying to like live in the now, and it never like she's thinking, oh yeah, this dirty fuck. I know he's probably out there slinging his cock around. I want to make sure he's got a clean dick that's going into my puss, and then maybe
we can have sex without condoms on.
You know. So by what, by you go to the doctor, you lost some ground there, my friend. I hate to admit it. I hate to admit it for you, but I'm going to shoot you straight. Nobody comes to this podcast looking for fucking what you want. You want the Mr. Rogers answer? Then go to Mr. Rogers' channel. You want the Mr. Rogers answer? Then you need to fuck the fuck off. You ain't getting it here. But you lost some ground there, brother. You did. How do you gain it back? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the dynamic of your relationship. And if we were, if I had you on the phone, or maybe we'll get to live calling on this podcast one day. But what I'm reading here is you, my friend. And then by thinking like, hey, I'm going to get a little couple of Viagras and really show her that I can lay it down. I'm going to really show her that Papa Giorgio's got the hug that runs wild. Dr. Dong is in the house. They call me Dr. Love. I'm one of the few men out there that'll lick you from the top of your clitoris right back to the fucking asshole. Gooch and all. You know, they call me Dr. Lick-a-Lot up in this motherfucker. Stupid accent. Yeah. I eat pussy like it's pudding to a fat kid in the grade three, you know? You ever been in the grade three? No kid just sits there, you know, you're looking at an apple and you're like, hey, I don't really want that. But the kid with the snack pack, you remember the s'more kind? Hey? The chocolate on top, little diff. I don't know the other flavor in the middle, but a little chocolate at the bottom. You used to lick that baby up. La, la, la. You were all up in that thing. It was good eats, brother. Good eats. I don't know what to say here to you there, Big Shoots, but I think that, oh yeah, the classic new old lady. Everybody always, it always starts so fluffy and nice, and you know, you're fucking dancing in fields. Wouldn't it be nice if we could be? You know, picnics in the park. You're doing all this gay shit that you never thought you would do, just because she fucks you different than the last one. She's got you running already and getting STI tests. Now know what's gonna happen. Now that she knows that you'll go get them. You set yourself up bad for the future. You go out on a stag with the boys. You go on a fishing trip. You know those fishing trips? No, we're just going on a golf trip to Kelowna. Okay. Heard that before. Guess who's getting their dick swabbed when they come home? You. And if you have a dirty dick coming home, a little tough to get to the hospital in time to make sure that your blood work fucking works out. You know? Yeah, sure, the first one comes back. Yeah, no, but I love her.
Do ya? Do ya?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with no, you don't. You like to fuck her. That's it. That's like the 90% of relationships go to shit because the sex fucking starts sucking. Later. Horrible choice of words. Sorry. But like, ask how many guys that are just kind of coexisting with their old lady, you know? How many of them are? I'd say a lot. I feel like a lot of guys, like, you get around and it's just kind of like, hey, what do you want to do today, honey? In your mind, you know, you're looking at fucking titties, you know, you're thinking of like tits bouncing on a trampoline. You're thinking of like everything simple that a guy thinks about, you know? Oh, she's hot. I wonder what her pussy tastes like. You know, you're a simpleton. You're an idiot. It's just who we are as men. It's just who we are as men. And there's nothing wrong with that. You should embrace that. Don't allow the opposite sex to tamper with how you think and feel about shit. But here we are. Here we're sitting. We're watching this guy. When should you pop the Viagra? We need to rewind it back first. And listen, brother. You're out here fucking getting your dick swabbed. And you're like, hey, they're the new old lady. Can't be that fucking new. Right? Like, how fresh is this? How fresh is this? Have you fucked her already? And now she's like, Is she using you as the shield here. She was out fucking other idiots, and now she's like, oh, fuck. Yeah, this guy's actually a lot cooler than I thought he was going to be. How do I fucking flip this back on him? Ah, I know what to do. I'll get him to go get his dick swabbed, and then if he's got dirty dick, then that means I got a dirty cunt. And then I can blame him on this. But if he's got it clean, then that means I'm clean, and we both walk away with this perfectly fine. We might even build a little relationship here. See what I mean? See what I mean? It's a minefield out there, pal, and you're stepping on every single one of them. You're falling for some tricks. Why the fuck would I go get my dick? Why, go get your pussy swapped. I'd make her go get one, too. All right. Yeah. You better go get your shit checked, too, if you think that, do you think this is a one-way street? Huh, you psychopath? Fucking spread them. I'm going to fucking shove the Q-tip in there, and I'm taking it to the doctor. So that way I get the fucking results. And I know what's going on in that little hot dog factory that you got going on there. God knows what you get up to when I'm not around. And you're probably thinking like, Jesus, Hack, who hurt you? No one. You, my fellow felines, trust nobody, right? Live for the good time and trust nobody. Especially out of the gate. Oh, start shooting the, you should get an STI test. And while I'm getting it, and then here's old fucking Dumby and Pafuccio sitting in the doctor's office, twiddling his thumbs, all bright eye and bushy tailed. Hey, want to know what I'll do for her? I'll get some Viagra so I can pump her meat curtains fucking plump all weekend long. Have a hard on till Sunday morning. She'll ride me like Seabiscuit. Hey, doesn't that sound great? I'm in here getting my dick swabbed. Meanwhile, God forbid, she's probably blowing her ex-boyfriend in the parking lot waiting for me. Come on, boys. We're better than this. See, this is what happens. This is what happens. We lost that battle a few years ago to feminism, okay? Now fucking this extreme feminism has got us all fucked up in the head. It's got us all fucked up in the head. Oh, I'm a misogynist. Are you, though? Are you? Look at this shit. That'd be the fucking day. I would have told her, pack your shit. You're coming with me. You're getting the same thing I'm getting. And we're going to fucking compare results.
But you fucked me last week.
Did I, though? Did I? Because I remember wearing a jimmy. I remember wearing a jimmy there, bitch. So guess what? We're both on this ship. We're both going to sail the seven seas. It doesn't mean that if these tests come back negative, oh, don't think that I'm just going to kick you to the curb. No, you just hopped on the roster. That's all. That you got yourself maybe a second line winger position on the squad. You know, you ain't first line material. You're working on it. We could probably get you up there. We could probably get you there at some point in time. You know, that's how you got it. You got to be the coach of the fucking team. Okay. Fuck it. You know, one thing I'm realizing now is like relationships are just becoming like, you know, nobody's like really into them like they were back in the day. They were like forced to stay with one another. Nowadays, we just fuck and go do our own thing, which doesn't seem that bad. You know? How many of your single friends that are out just there slinging ding seem upset about it? How many of them seem like they're really physically upset that the fact that they don't have to get an earful when the garbage isn't taken out, huh? How many of them fucking don't need to seclude themselves in a garage with a six-pack of Busch Light working on a truck that they don't give a shit about just so they can get some peace and quiet? How many of you just throw this podcast on in an empty truck driving around aimlessly around your small town back roads in the city where it don't matter? It don't matter. As long as you got a dick between your legs, you understand what I'm fucking talking about. How many times do you do that? just to get some peace and quiet. Meanwhile, your buddy, he gets that all the time. He picks and chooses when he wants noise in his life. You have to run away from the noise. That's the difference here. You see where I'm going with this there, buddy that sent the message? She just got you to go in and take an STI test. Why? I don't know. Whether you got caught cheating, maybe you fucked your friend. I don't know your situation, but she was able to tell you, sink it into your fucking brain. But now as you're in there, your dumb ass was sitting there being like, I should get some Viagra while I'm here. That'll be good for the both of us, eh? Fingers crossed this test doesn't come back negative. My God. And then that'll probably just blow up in my face. Then the whole Viagra thing doesn't really work out, you know? What are you doing, man? I seen that message and I thought it'd be hilarious to break down. And here we are today. We're breaking it down. This is just preposterous at this point. You young lads out there, you know, you got to learn. You got to learn. I understand you got to make mistakes so you can learn from them. But if there's lessons that I can give in like situations like this that we can break down to prevent you, young Padawan, from making these mistakes, then we gladly will. You know, we don't need these ladies. You know, God bless them. We love them, right? They're great people. Great people. When you can get like that perfect thing going on where you don't have to be around one another all the time, it's like creme de la creme. But if you got trust issues, see, I like, it's not that I don't care. It's just like, I don't give enough shits. That's it. It's not that I there isn't a piece of me like, if I found out the old lady was cheating, right? After the previous relationship, if I found out my girlfriend was cheating today, if I found that out, right? I'd just kind of be like, I'll just move on, you know? I'll just move on. Yeah, would it suck? Of course it would. Nobody likes being played, right? But would I be sitting there all day crying or, you know? Fuck. What do you do? What do you do? There's nothing. There's nothing you can do. So by insuring yourself, like this type of shit right here is like, you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, you don't want to put too many chips in the bag. You know, you want to be like a Lay's potato chip bag. Not even, it's just all air, you know, just dead air in there. That's what you need. And the rest is just like little bits of happiness. You can't bank on all of that. Like if you're looking at like bags of chips as your happiness, right? It just, you got to have it spaced out. Right. You got to have as much happiness. Oh, I'm really happy when I hang out with my friends and I'm going fishing. I'm going to put a few more chips in that because it's a little more reliable. Now, this thing over here, you know, they come and go. Divorce rates are through the roof. And you're over here, you're handing over the keys of the kingdom way too early, my friend. The new old lady won and she's up 1-0 on you. She scored early in the first period and you got some work to do, okay? Tough team, 7-game series. You know, it's the playoffs. We can use references here. She's up 1-0, 1 minute into the goddamn game. And you're looking around being like, it's okay, boys. We got this. We got this. By doing the Viagra move. All right, that's okay. I'm going to bounce back here. Dick her down extra good because I got fucking Viagra up the wazoo up in this bitch. She's going to enjoy that. She's going to enjoy that. No. That might spit back in your face, you know? That might spit back in your face. She sees the Viagra. What, your dick don't work? What's going on here? The fuck you need Viagra for? Oh, I'm not. You want to know what'll happen? You want to know what'll happen with the whole Viagra thing? If she's the type of chick, this is, then you're going to be down 2-0. She sees the Viagra, then get this would be hilarious. She sees the Viagra, and then she pulls the old, what, am I not good looking enough for you to just like, whoop, am I not good looking enough? Is this not what you want? You need that to get your dick hard? And you're like, no, I'm just looking for an assist. I didn't want an unassisted goal, that's all. I just wanted to get the puck. Oh, is that what that is? Oh, okay, so I get it now. You just, You just don't think I'm good looking enough? You need Viagra? Did you do this with your ex-girlfriends? Is that what you do? And then, oh, the landslide. You are setting yourself up for failure here, my friend. You're strike two. You're strike two if she fucking, finds that shit. Oh, and then imagine the STD test comes back negative. Positive for fucking whatever. I've been saying negative this whole time. I just realized that. Why? I don't know why. Probably because I've never got a negative test. Am I right? It's because I don't get them. Oh, yes. But you, my friend, are setting yourself up for some major, major failures in the future, man. If she catches you with the Viagra. Imagine the Viagra. I can't get over that. The Viagra. You get caught with that. And she just flips the script on, oh, I'm not good looking enough for you. What's the matter? You just don't find me attractive. When we first got together, you didn't need these. But now all of a sudden you think that you need Viagra. Is that what that is? Did you take it the first time we have sex? And you're like, you're an idiot and you don't really, you know. You're like, no. Well, why do you need it now all of a sudden? That is a trick female question and you just fucking fell right into it. Oh, buddy. Young Padawan, you have many things to learn, my boy. Holy bow. This guy's digging a hole. This guy's digging a fucking hole. He probably thought, like, hey, this guy's going to give me some rock-solid advice. Rock-solid, just sound advice that I can carry on for a minute now. And what the fuck is he doing? Got the fucking tape gun going like a goddamn retard out there. Christ almighty. But he's probably thinking like, oh yeah, fuck. He's going to tell me the exact moment in time to take the Viagra. Don't take the Viagra unless she's not looking. And hide it in your luggage. That's for damn sure. Don't let her come across that shit. That or if you want to play the honest game, oh, why don't you just be honest with her? Because then you're giving her way too much ammunition in the future. You know, this it seems good to be upfront and honest in the get-go, you know, right off the fucking lead foot. Be like, listen, I take a little Viagra to get me going. Oh, yeah. Then guess what? First argument comes. Yeah, you limp dick and impotent motherfucker. Can't even get your dick up for me. Can't even get your fucking dick up for me. Then she's doing one of them TikTok fucking videos shaming you. Yeah, because every broad in their fucking right mind thinks that it's, you know, the best decision ever is shaming their ex on TikTok. Yeah, I know what I need to do. I need to make a TikTok about my ex. And it always, like, that. Then that's usually the point where it backfires on them. Because there's, like, a couple white knight females that are like, oh, I wish you would shut the fuck up. A couple white knight females out there that are looking to champion men's rights or men body shaming or whatever the fuck it is. But you, my friend, are just setting you're handing over the keys to the kingdom way too early. You know, you destabilized your military by yourself. She did not even need hers. She just came in, used her words, stopped you from ever firing a bullet. And here we are today. You're sitting there. You think that everything's all good, all great, all grand. And she's got ammunition for fucking days, especially if she catches you with that Viagra. That's going to be a cold day in hell for you. My God, you're going to get an earful. And it may not be that night, but give it a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks until you fuck up and do something that really pisses her off. Then you're going to hear about how your dick can't rise because your stupid little pills. You need blue pills to fuck me? Is that what you do? You need blue pills to fuck me? I'll go find a man that wants this. And you're like, I'm the last one. Okay. You're running out of cards, lady. You know, you were hot in high school. I'll give you that. You know, I seen your grad pictures and I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, you put on about 35, a little more plump, but I like that. It's all good. You're my flavor. Not everybody wants cherry flavoring, but here we are today. You found a guy that likes cherry flavoring. Most people like the pink Starburst, right? If we're comparing this to Starburst, nobody in their right mind says, oh, I love the red one. But you found the one guy that likes the red one. So I suggest maybe, just maybe, calming the fuck down and, you know, going about this appropriately. There's a lot of action happening outside this podcast studio today. A lot of action. Way too much for me to handle. Fucking idiotville. Yeah, that's pretty much my advice there, Big Shoots, is that you are pretty much, you're going to be the mayor of Idiotville. This fucking broad's going to have you wrapped around her finger before you fucking know it. Guess what? Then what? You're gonna be walking a Pomeranian carrying iced coffee for her down the goddamn street. Next thing you know, you're going to be, you know, what's next? She's going to dress you? I think you should get those tattoos removed. I don't know. My father doesn't really like tattoos. Oh, yeah, babe. Okay. What's next? What's next? You're losing a war, pal. It's time to get your shit together. Time to fucking buckle up. Gain some ground again. And like, you know, you got to be a little cold, a little hostile at times. You got to put her back on her heels. You know, take a dig. Not like go for a flesh wound. Don't look to stab her intestines. That's what you're looking to do here. And how you do that is by ignoring a simple task. A simple, simple task. You know, it's going to cause some problems, but it puts you back at par, right? When she asks, Hey, can you take out the garbage today? And you're like, no, I can't. I'm good. No, I'm good. Really? Yeah. You can't let that honeymoon, don't let that honeymoon phase shit fucking get to your head, pal. It all goes downhill. The moment it's official, that's what you gotta tightrope walk on. That's the leverage that you have in your back pocket, all right? You know, it's not like you're not official, like the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing. You can still play the fuckboy card if you want. You can still, because obviously if she wants you to go get an STI test, then there's some likability there. That or she's trying to play you like a fucking fiddle, one of the two. And if that's happening, then what you have in your back pocket is the official title. Because that's, every guy falls for that. What are we? Most of us haven't been in that situation. We don't like those talks. I hate those talks. What are we? I don't know. We're fucking one another. Why complicate this? Well, you're sleeping over an awful lot. Yeah, because we have an awful lot of sex. And I'm tired. Do you want me to leave at 2 in the morning? I will. I have no problem with that. It's just convenient. It's just convenient. And here you are, you know, that's what you have in your back pocket, Big Shoots. You got to fucking play. That's what you got. When she tries pulling out the heavy artillery, that's when you pull out the USSR missile. And just a reminder, see that right there? That right there is what determines what we are, okay? I hit that button, this thing's done. I can put that away. But you better shape the fuck up. We ain't dating. We're fucking, okay? Get your head on straight. Get out there. Get out there, soldier. Sure, you might thought you did a good deed by bringing in the Viagra. Bringing in an assist. You know, you were a 2-on-1. You decided that you didn't want to shoot. You passed the puck. And you got glove hand saved. If she sees that shit, you're fucked. You're fucked if she catches you in the act. Imagine you. What was that?
My medicine.
You never told me you were on medication. What kind of medication you're on? Sounded like an old fucking fishing boat in the water. Spit it out, retard. Then you're fucking back. Now you're caught lying. You know? That's why you need to keep the whole relationship status in the back pocket. It's an easy out, too. Trust me. It's an easy out. You mean like, I'm not really into this. We had a little fun. We fucked one another for a few months. That was all right, right? That was good. Good enough. We call it a day. You're happy with what went on here? Not really? Perfect. Me neither. Sayonara. You know? I like when these people, you know what always makes me laugh is when people like date for like 3-4 months and then they just talk shit about one another online. It's like you didn't even give a chance to get to know one another. And you're over here just absolutely torching each other online. You two were made for one another. You psychopaths should be married. I'm sure you're the same people that think that having a child is going to save the relationship. I am 99% sure you're the type of people that think that having a threesome is going to help you to come closer together. Those people are my favorite. You know, they always got the stupid, well, every king needs a queen. Every king needs a queen. Boss babe, building an empire with my babe. Fuck. Oh, I didn't realize that they called Sunnyvale Trailer Park the fucking an empire. Pardon me. Lucy and Ricky over here are really taking a stab at being somebody's. Wow, look at them go. My king, every king needs their queen. They always buy like the outdated Mercedes that they got for $3,000 and just take a picture of the steering wheel. And it's like, buddy, it's a 2006. That car is 14 years fucking old. Settle down. High schoolers are buying old Mercedes, okay? There's not much going on there, all right? Thank you very much. But I'm telling you, buddy, you gotta fucking bear down here. Make sure you hold the whole status, what are we, card in the back pocket. Don't let her gain any more ground right now. Like, if this was World War II, you just lost France. You just lost France. She's clearly Nazi Germany. So, never mind. Easy joke to make. You picked up what I'm putting down. The evil bitch, you know. You're the good guys. We're the good guys. I fight for the good guys, right? The men. I'm a voice for the men. The men that are practically retarded. That's who I'm a voice for. That's what makes this fun. You know, I get to yap at you fucking animals out there. I get to take a situation like this, break it down, see what you did wrong there. Lots wrong. Lots wrong. Shouldn't have got the test. Should have lied about it, personally. Said you got it. And be like, where are the results? Doctor didn't call me. I wouldn't have got it. Personally, I wouldn't have did it. Yeah, no, I'm fucking clean. And then see what she does. See what her reaction is. It's fucking chess, not checkers, my friend. And you're fucking playing checkers like an idiot. Getting fooled out here, pal. Getting absolutely fooled. And then on top of it, you get the fucking Viagra. What the hell? You get caught with that, pal. That's a death sentence. You just gave her all the ammunition she needs in the future to, like, spin some crazy bitch, small, minuscule problem into this goddamn mountain. The old molehill into a mountain. And you gave her more leverage in the future. There's skeletons in your closet, brother, that you don't even know exist. They're coming. They're clawing their way out of there. And one day she's going to come out with some heavy fucking weight punches. And it'll be the day once things are official. Give it a few months. Give it a few months. Once she stripped you of holding the weight of what this is. What is this? Once she strips you away of that, it's done. You lost.
You lost. It's over.
She's got you exactly where she wants you. Deep rounds. Just like, you know, it's like Floyd Mayweather fighting McGregor. Drug him into deep water and watch him drown. Watch him suffer. It's a sick, twisted thing that some of these men go through, you know? You get lost in the pussy sand, and next thing you know, here you are 7 years later getting into an argument over buying the wrong type of lettuce for the salad that she wants to make tonight. You know, you got iceberg lettuce, she wanted romaine. And you're getting into a full-blown argument over this, and that's when the whole, yeah, well, at least I don't need fucking Viagra to fuck my wife. That's when. I know I'm looking deep into your future, but this is the cold reality of the world. This is the fucking devil that you're dancing with right now, brother. And you're going for a little two-step. And if you're looking to log a few hours in with this old girl, you're giving her way too much leverage right off the bat. You got to strip things back a little bit. You got to be a little more mysterious. Don't be fun guy all the time. Be miserable once in a while. You just explode. You know, not at her, like at something that happens that she don't. Oh shit! You know, it could be like a flat tire on the side of the road and lose your fucking mind. It's gonna be uncomfortable, you know. But you got to keep it together and just be like, sorry. I just really wanted to get on this trip, and then she's like, oh boy, wow, he has that. He has that. He just lost his fucking mind. Pardon? What the fuck? What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Then it has her head spinning. You're keeping her in the game. You brought things back. You're scooping a little more marbles back in your corner. You got some more shit going on for you. Now you got to hold the cards close to the chest. Don't be out there. Fuck. Hey, I got ace queen. Offsuit. What do you guys got? You know? Don't show your fucking cards, you idiot. What's wrong with you? Unreal. And that is another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Thank you for writing into that question. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with other people. And be sure, if you're on iTunes, to give me a nice review. Or if you're on YouTube, give me a thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up and a comment down below. Oh, God, I got the hiccups today. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast.